G'day guys, Tim here from Beat the Reset today with, of course, the legendary Baron of Bitcoin from Stormrake. What he doesn't know about cryptocurrencies, you could write on the back of a postage stamp. So how are you, Bish?
I'm feeling good, brother. Ready to rock and roll. Huge, huge session ahead of us.
So tell me, look, there's some big stuff going on in the world. Bitcoin is all over the news, everywhere. You can't turn anywhere without seeing Bitcoin. Tell us some of the big things that are going on.
Well, there was the court case that came through where they're deeming or looking at Bitcoin as money. Now, we got skewered for some reason on the social media for saying that this is something that is being discussed in court. So
A lot
people
of
are.
people thought we had said this,
Yeah.
but the government, the ATO, is saying that, well, there's a court, there's a magistrate's
Yeah.
court.
Magistrates Court. So it's in the judicial system right now. And the definition of Bitcoin as an asset or a property asset or money is now up for debate. So we haven't made any assertions. We haven't made any claims. We're just giving you the facts and information as they come through. And this is important to stay on top of because I've always said Bitcoin is money and should be treated as such.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're heading.
Well, it looks like the courts agree with you.
Yes.
This judge agrees with you. So whether this becomes law, there's a long way to go before it becomes law.
Long, long way.
But for those people out there that skewered us thinking that we're all dreaming and we're imagining it, that wasn't our words. This is a magistrate judge.
Correct. So it now goes towards the High Court to be heard on later in the year. So if you guys remember, there's a number of ways that we can pass
Yeah.
law in this country through the legislative branch, which is what you're talking about, and the judicial, which is what we're discussing here. So it's really doesn't matter too much. We're getting caught up in the weeds. What matters is that Bitcoin as money or being considered money is something I've always talked about.
Yeah.
And now that it's being raised in the court circuit is a fantastic conversation to be had. And it's one that you should be a part of as well. So that's pretty
So, all
big.
right. So, somebody wrote to me today and said, there seems to be some big news in the US going on with Bitcoin at the moment. Obviously, the strategic Bitcoin reserve was massive, seemed to go unnoticed. I don't know how people don't notice stuff like that. Obviously, issues between the United States Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, but the big one was Jamie Dimon. Now, tell us what's going on with Jamie Dimon. And who is Jamie Dimon?
So Jamie Dimon is the CEO of JP Morgan, one of the largest and most powerful investment banks on the planet, founded by the man who famously said, gold is money and everything else is credit,
Yep.
right? Mr. Morgan himself. So,
Piermont, your Morgan in 1912, actually,
yes,
Bish. In fact,
correct.
it's in the inside cover of my first book.
Yep. So lots to unpack there. So for a long time, Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of JP Morgan, came out and said Bitcoin is tulips, Bitcoin's a bubble, Bitcoin's a Ponzi, Bitcoin's only used by money launderers and scam
Oh, yeah.
artists, and that old chestnut.
Well,
Meanwhile,
he would know because they use it.
behind the scenes, they were actively building up a Bitcoin trading desk. So what's happened now is JP Morgan clients, which are some of the most wealthiest individuals on the planet, can now be able to trade Bitcoin directly through JP Morgan. So after poo-pooing it for the last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, since nearly 8 years, when I first came into Bitcoin in 2016, he came out on the record saying Bitcoin has no value in 2017. And now his firm is allowing people to trade and custody and
Total backflip.
invest in Bitcoin. And that's
So
inevitable.
he's an investment bank. We've got our commercial banks here in Australia, not great fans of crypto. Now, why have you got? I want you to explain something very quickly to the audience. Over in the States, Donald Trump citing it as a strategic Bitcoin reserve. JP Morgan now saying that you can use this directly. Why are the commercial banks in Australia seem to be totally out of kilter with that?
It's a great question. I mean, you got to look at what is happening in Australia, UK, and Canada as a humiliation exercise. It's everything that we're experiencing here, as for whatever reason, we've been selected for some of the most dystopian policies in effect. I mean, recently in the UK, they came out and said that if you transact in cryptocurrency, you must report the transaction to the tax office immediately. And the reason why we're seeing a lot of friction from the commercial banks here in Australia is they can see the writing on the wall. Let me
Yes.
give it to you this way. The big four commercial banks in Australia, NAB, ANZ, Westpac, and CBA, are some of the most profitable commercial banks on the planet from a small island country of 25 million people, right? That is insanity. Our big four banks are more profitable than some of the largest banks in the United States. Why is that the case? Because they charge some of the most egregious interest rates on the planet. We've got something known as the variable, right? So we went and we've got, you can fix it for a couple of years, but the rest of it is variable. So they can jack up interest rates, wipe out the middle class, bring it back down, as we saw with the rate cut recently. But the rate cut wasn't to alleviate pressure for mum and dads. It was about a sovereign debt crisis that's brewing here in Australia, which is part of the reason why Bitcoin's trading at 107. But there's so much to unpack. The RBA and the commercial banks here are completely stuffed. They're rooted. And any exit ramp, whether that be bullion or cryptocurrency, is going to be looked at with severe scorn and mistrust
I
because.
find bullion the interesting one because gold is a tier one reserve asset. It's part of their Basel III code. There are, central banks can choose to have it. It's almost like demonizing the US dollar. It's exactly the same. If you're going to demonize gold, they sit in the same reserve, tier one reserve asset class.
The exit ramps.
But
That's
it's
why
the exit ramps.
that's why they're cutting it off.
So, all right. So let's just get down to this because Bitcoin's trading where today? Where's Bitcoin at today?
107 US, which is translates to 166,000 Australian at the moment.
And it has, in the last few months, we've seen a meteoric rise in this asset. It's up, we're about 40%-ish,
That's right.
around the 40 percentile. Australian dollar is being debased at the same time Bitcoin's skyrocketing. We are just at 2,000 or so USD underneath Bitcoin's highest ever price. First of all, how quickly could it reach 109? And when it does, how quickly could it run from there, and where can it run from there?
It's a great one. I mean, you asked me a very similar question when I was at the Melbourne Zoo with my family, and this was when Bitcoin was at 66,
The
68K,
moments before it took off.
moments before it took off. And I was on record saying that Bitcoin is likely to go to $100,000 within the next 3 months. It happened within 6 weeks. So I did, was not taking my own advice. I wasn't bullish enough, but it happened a lot quicker. So I'm here telling you on record again, whilst we're a couple of thousand dollars away from all-time highs, because the setup is exactly the same. We were at 66K, which was a hair, a breadth away from 73K, which was the previous all-time high. When we ripped through 73, we just absolutely teleported to 109. And now I anticipate that when we break through 109, we're going to teleport to 150 by July, August at the latest.
So why? I mean, the big question is, why is it going to run so hard? Is it just because it goes into price discovery? What is it because of the market sentiment? Is everything that's happening that we've seen in the build-up to this now coming to fruition? Is it because of its safe haven position? Why is it going to run so hard?
It's the perfect storm. Every single technical, fundamental, market sentiment variable has lined up and given it a clear shot. The two big drivers of Bitcoin's price right now is global M2 liquidity, because they're printing currency like no tomorrow. The M2 curve has just gone parabolic, which means that Bitcoin will follow shortly after. And then the second thing is that the treasuries, long-term dated treasuries, the 20-year Aussie, the 20-year US, the 20-year German Bund, they are going north of 5%. And that's a crisis moment for central banks, because they would essentially make the governments that they try to manage destitute, because it's a sovereign debt crisis. Imagine you as an individual having to borrow funds from your commercial bank, hat in hand, just to pay back the interest. What position would you be in financially? You'd be stuffed. So
Tough as well.
that's what's happening at the nation state level. The nation state is going to the central banks with hat in hand, going, please lower interest rates. We genuinely cannot afford them being over 5%. The US and Australia have got massive deficits that they've accumulated over 2 decades, structural deficits that are not going to be undone by a simple trade war. So it brings us to capital flight and capital rotation, which is something you and I and Sam have discussed extensively, which is the capital rotation, one from real estate, which is currently on the way,
And
but
probably the biggest of all market capitalizations, virtually,
correct. And then
apart from the derivatives market.
the second largest market that is capital rotating or capital rotation is coming into hard assets such as Bitcoin and gold is the credit markets, the bond markets. Right, which is a severely misunderstood asset class for the average investor. The bond market sets the price of everything,
Mm.
right? And when there's trouble in the bond markets, you'll see gold and Bitcoin rip, and the bond markets are screaming distress signals at the moment.
Yeah.
And so what they have to do to in order to save the bond markets is cut interest rates, which we're starting to see now,
Yeah.
and print currency in order to buy the
Total.
bonds to
Yeah.
lower the yields.
It's kind of a double-edged sword. It doesn't get it's there is no good outcome
Well,
in that scenario.
there is for
Well, I
us.
mean, there is in safe haven assets.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So let's because we want to keep this sort of short and punchy for the viewers. So what in your opinion, obviously, we haven't got the samurai here today to talk about gold and silver, but from a you're an expert in digital assets. So what should people do? Because they're going to listen to this. A lot of people may even be hurting from the cost of living crisis that they're experiencing right now.
Correct.
What should people do and why should they do it?
That's a great question. They should be buying Bitcoin, and then once they think they've bought enough, they should buy some more. And then just when they think they've got enough, they should then buy some more Bitcoin, because no one on this planet has enough Bitcoin. There's only 21 million of them out there, and you're not bullish enough. You must go out there and acquire this scarce digital asset. It's about to enter into price discovery. I've given you many, many reasons why you should be getting out of the traditional system, whether it's commercial banks, bonds, industry super funds, real estate. I can break down each of these garbage asset classes step by step and then give you a reason why you should be coming into Bitcoin. But really simply, buy Bitcoin, learn how to become sovereign, self-custody if you wish. You can use us to simply on-ramp into the space, and then hold the assets with us until you're ready to store them yourself. I've got a lovely Beat the Resetter. She's purchased about $500,000 worth of Bitcoin with me today. And she's like, I'm just not ready to self-custody yet. I said,
Right.
that's fine. Just hold the assets with us.
Yep.
When you're ready to withdraw, just give us the public wallet address and we'll send it across. It's as easy as filling out an online form, which takes 2 minutes, and a phone call, and you can buy as much Bitcoin as you like. It's that simple.
And we're also here at your beautiful, one of your beautiful offices here on Queens Road
Thank you,
in
sir.
Melbourne. And people can get in contact with you. How? What's the best way? I mean, I'll put your details in the comment section here, but in the description. But how do people get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Three main ways to get in contact with me is you go to stormrake.com, click on contact. You can book a consultation with myself, 15 minutes, it's free. You can contact my team, info@stormrake.com. The email is there as well. You can call our office, so you can be able to speak to my beautiful associates and brokers who can assist you and provide you one-on-one guidance and support. All of that provided to you complimentary. You only pay for what you use, which is the brokerage service. And then the second thing is you can call me, oh, sorry, and finally, you can call me directly. Tim will put my number in the show notes, but you can call me directly as well. But the reason why I recommend to call the office is my phone runs red hot from 8 a.m. to midnight. And so I encourage you to call the office, because I've got a dedicated staff to assist you, but you're welcome to contact me
And
directly.
AM till midnight, I would have thought it went 24 hours around the clock, fish. I mean,
I
I'm
am
surprised
from,
it ends at
they go to
midnight.
sleep. I'm talking
But
that,
you're
well,
the client, right? You're still walking the grounds.
I'm still going, hard, but the clients decide to give it a go to bed. So that's what
Absolutely.
happens.
Well, look, that is fantastic. Also, just quickly on the final note, what kind of urgency is there here? Is there an urgency to this kind of this investment sentiment?
Absolutely. I mean, this is your timeline as well, because I borrowed it from yourself. It's October, guys. October 2025 is the deadline. That's when the CBDC system in Europe goes live. And that is a test pilot for things to come. The commercial banks being difficult in Australia, the tax on unrealized capital gains, the
Oh yeah.
nationalization of
Oh yeah.
the savings
I
accounts
can feel
in
my
Europe.
blood boiling when
You
you say
feel
unrealized capital gains.
it? It is. So all of these things are happening. The reason why people are probably feeling a little bit distressed is that they are accelerating their plans, so people can feel it in the water, and then in the air as well. So guys, this is not a time to overthink and overanalyze. I can give you all of our analysis that we've built up over decades of research and experience.
Yes.
That's from Tim. I've got over a decade of market experience, and particularly in crypto. And so you can lean on that yourself, and I can condense it for you in a 10-15 minute crash course. But you got to get allocated, because you can get all the education that you want, but education without allocation, you're destined for poverty. It's the same outcome. You could have gone, oh, I knew it was coming, I knew it was going to happen. But if you didn't get allocated, you didn't actually protect your wealth the right way, there's no point to that knowledge, because
Yeah,
it's
action.
underutilized. Correct.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's it for us, of course. A fabulous session. Thanks, Bish, for this quick session. Well, that's it for me, of course. The Stormrake Baron of Bitcoin. Coin from Stormrake, sorry,
Yep, thanks, Scott.
Bisher, of course. What he doesn't know about digital assets, you could write on the back of a postage stamp. Myself, of course, Tim, the guy in the hat at Beat the Reset, and look after yourself and your families. If you need anything in the Bitcoin department, come and see this great man.
Before you check out, where are we going for lunch?
Great question.
Grilled?
Grilled.
All right, done.
Grilled, fantastic. Can't beat grilled. What are you going to go there, Bish?
Or I can't go past the Baba Burger, so I love a bit of lamb, so
You love it, Baba
yeah.
Burger. All right, I'll probably go the Simply Grill with
Yeah,
cheese,
nice,
with some
nice.
fries. All right, that's it for us, of course. The Baron of Bitcoin, the guy in the hat, signing off. And as always, make
Good.
choices.
Yes, guys.
See you soon.